And we do have to open the phone lines, and we are rolling right now. And maybe there's...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Two of us, three of us with producer Dexter in the room. But perhaps there's going to be a third joining us.
Hello.
As is our way. And so we're going to answer this first phone call right now. Caroline, as you know, the topic tonight is singles ministry in both senses of the word. We're looking for new songs.
Here she is.
And we're looking...
Hey.
For maybe a little bit of advice
here,
for our guests.
Hold it and then let her sit down. Hey!
Maybe welcome. Maybe we answered a phone call and then hung up on them immediately.
No, please call back. I'm so sorry.
So if the person...
our beautiful guest just walked in. You might hear her.
Are you ready to hop on?
Sorry, listen, we are recording, but please...
Yeah, no, I'm totally...
We're rolling.
Do you need to do some vocal warm-ups?
Hello.
You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, producer Dexter.
I can't believe we're just throwing her
and
in.
And special guest Alyssa Sabo.
Hi.
What's Hi. Your name and where are you calling from?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, this is Jake. I'm calling from Peoria, Illinois.
Yes.
What's up?
Yo, Jake.
Illinois.
Alyssa, you're the consummate professional. Look at her. Oh my God. I'm amazed.
Oh, hung up. No, I'm just kidding. No, no, no.
Oh,
I just forgot
Jake.
To turn the alerts on.
Sorry, Jake.
You hung up.
What's Jake,
up?
What's up, bud? What's going on?
Oh, not much. I saw the prompt when I was driving home, so I figured I had to call in.
Thank you for answering the call.
Yes, like the Ghostbusters do all the time. In every one of their movies, you're answering the call. Or we're answering the call.
Bustin
I guess we're both answering. And we will be talking about busting a significant
Jake, where
amount.
Where are you driving to or from?
I was just driving home. My parents were watching my son today, so I just picked him up and drove home.
Hey, shouts out to your son.
Oh my gosh.
I love that.
Is your son in the car right now?
Oh.
Is he a listener?
Oh.
Yeah, I mean he's definitely listened either willingly or unwillingly. He's three, so he doesn't have too much of a say yet. But he's asleep right now.
Can you ask him when he wakes up if he can use our BetterHelp code? Because we really need some directs. Our numbers are plummeting, and so we can use all the help we can get.
We need some conversion rates.
That's
can you
fair.
Just wake him up and put him on the phone instead of you?
No, don't do it. Listen, the fleeting peace of a sleeping child none of us should take for granted, even as aunties and uncles ourselves. Well, Jake, we're talking about singles ministry, and it is the two meanings like we like to do on the show. It is singles as in the songs that we're talking about and the songs we're going to be covering in the months to come, but also maybe there's a couple of single folk in the room right now. At least one, maybe two, even three, counting our furry friend, Alyssa Sabo. So which would you like to talk about, Jake? Do you have a song to nominate or do you have advice to give us unbetrothed in the room?
I have a song to nominate.
Ooh.
Yes.
Go off, King. What's up?
Okay. This is one of those bands that kind of fits in the same nebulous space as like Reliant K and Switchfoot in terms of like they're either sometimes secular, sometimes Christian. But the band is called Need to Breathe.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Oh, yeah, I know them.
We've never talked about them. Yeah.
Yeah, I still unironically adore this band. But their first like really big single, at least in my area that I heard blow up on the Christian stations, was called Slumber.
Okay.
I think it's like 2011, 2012. They're kind of like, I don't know if you guys had this in your churches, but when I was growing up, we used to have like these pamphlets to try to encourage you to listen to Christian music instead of secular music. So the pamphlets were like the Christian equivalent to like a secular band. Uh-huh. So it's like,
if you like this, you may also like this.
I can't believe they made pamphlets for that. So,
this band would kind of be like the Christian Kings of Leon, kind of, is how I would describe them.
You're like absolutely right. You hit it on the head, Jake. Wow. Because I was struggling. Like, they're a little hey-ho adjacent for me. We all remember the hey-ho era of like 2010 to 2013.
You know that I could praise somebody. Hey,
I listen to Mumford & Sons for real.
You do?
I will wait for you. It's good stuff.
They almost qualify for GC.
People hating on that. Yeah, Kings of Leon. Okay, so Need to Breathe. They were Christian? Or were they like Switchfoot Christian?
But I would say Switchfoot Christian.
Oh.
Like that song
Cowards.
Was huge. It's like, I would say every other song is, you know, it's the classic. It's either about a girl or God. Is kind of like that type of song.
Classic God friend or girlfriend. And their lead singer and songwriter, his name is Bear Reinhardt.
Whoa.
Bear
what?
Reinhardt. Hey, good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
How do you spell it? Like B-E-H-R?
B-E-A-R. Oh. Like Roy Roar.
Oh, wow.
I used to work for a gentleman named Bear. Yeah, they're signed to a mainstream label, but they are Christian. And Slumber is Jake's nomination for a future singles ministry. So
I gotta hear this.
How about that? Wait, you just want to hear like
I gotta
a little,
hear a little snippet,
a little taste
Let's
of
see
it.
If Jake,
go ahead
right.
and sing along if you can.
Now I think because of the technology, Jake will not be able to hear this whatsoever. So we'll have to sing along to the song.
But Jake knows it
for
in his heart of hearts.
Yeah, he'll pick it up.
Oh, here we go.
Hey,
ho,
hey, ho. There's the lions.
Oh, yeah. I remember this.
Whoa.
That's a Christian voice.
Yeah. It's so clean.
There is your lion.
That
very
is
Marcus
that's,
Mumfordy
that feels
as well.
Like Phil Wickham too. Remember him?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
feels
yeah.
like Phil Wickham.
Hottie.
Yeah.
I got a cannon. He can put his cannon.
I met him. Ooh. I met him, and he was kind of mean.
Phil Wickham.
I might
Phil
have talked
Dickham?
About this on this show. I feel
I'm
like
doing
I talk
great,
about
Caroline.
It.
Yeah. Phil Wickham. We got two in under 10 seconds.
Phil Wickham.
And ignored our guest and our phone caller in the
hey,
process.
Hey, how fun.
Jake.
It wouldn't be an episode of GCF if we didn't do both those things.
After this call, I would like to hear what happened with Phil Wickham.
Oh, I will. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sorry, Jake.
Jake,
have you had any bad run-ins with Christian
with
celebrities?
Phil
or Phil Wickham specifically?
With Christian celebrities?
Yeah, or any celebrities. I'll take a bad gossip
Ooh.
Story.
PRM.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, this is a bit libelous, but I worked with a certain 80s star of a movie called Say Anything.
Okay.
And
say no more.
That guy, he got along so horribly with the rest of the cast and crew that he put a tent up in the front yard of where we were filming.
No.
He sat in the tent by himself and hired a guard to stand in front of the tent.
No, you're breaking my heart.
The director of the production could not talk to this actor before consulting with the guard in front of it. It was not a very big which sort of made the entire thing funnier.
Oh my god.
But that would be my story.
Whoa.
And
we're not gonna name names, but
we know who it
let's
is.
Just say the tent was called the Sack Shack.
Jake, you dropped amazing gossip.
That was amazing.
Like, no, very little prompting. Was it a camping tent?
In the way that you were just like, okay. Yeah. Like one of the juiciest stories of all time.
Incredible.
Oh,
wow.
No, but that breaks my heart because I'm obsessed with him.
Well, we don't know who it is for sure, so there's no way
Yeah,
to
that's
know.
True. We don't know. And also, you know what? I stand with him.
Yeah, we stand with whoever that
well,
gentleman
you'd
was.
Well, you have to sit, because I don't think you can stand
I
up
sit,
in those tents.
I sit in the tent with whoever that was.
You crawl into the tent.
The guard.
Jake, well, pod bless you. Thanks for calling in and giving us everything we wanted
Thank
and needed
you,
from a first phone call.
Singles.
Wonderful.
Amazing.
Of course, yeah.
Really good.
And we will be revisiting Need to Breathe in the future. You can bet on that.
Need to pee.
All right.
Bet on
Need to
it.
Pee.
I'm looking forward to it.
All right.
Thanks, Jake.
Bye, Jake.
Pod bless you. Stay prayed
Bye.
Up.
Stay prayed up, brother.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, bye.
Say freedom.
A nice father of sons.
Ooh, we got cool. another hot caller coming in.
Yeah, well, not yet. I mean, we got a little dead space. You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, and special guest Alyssa Sabo and producer Dexter. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm AJ. I'm calling from Tennessee.
AJ.
Howdy.
I've called before, like 2 years ago or something.
It's okay.
That's awesome.
You've reached the renewal period where you're allowed to call. It is 2 years of a hiatus. We do ask from all of our listeners in between phone calls so they don't monopolize the time.
Yeah.
AJ, we're talking about singles ministry and both meanings of the term. Which meaning do you want to talk about? The songs or the life?
The songs.
What would you like to nominate for a future song?
Flyleaf's All Around Me.
Flyleaf.
I saw Flyleaf at Creation.
Whoa.
How were they?
I don't remember.
Unmemorable.
Because you were too fucked up.
I was too messed up.
I was blacked out the whole time.
I was messed up
on
root beer.
What's Flyleaf's like style? What kind of band are they?
I mean, there's one way we could find out.
Yeah, you could listen to it. It's like, well, it's alternative rock, sort of emo, like, but it's probably the horniest song about Jesus I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my God.
You did say horniest, not thorniest, like the crown.
Oh, horniest, horniest.
Perfect.
That is funny to think about Jesus and, you know, being like, I'm thorny because of what he is wearing.
Pretty much.
Oh boy.
Sorry, cut that
Christ
one out.
So thorny.
I just went and got a cream soda.
Hell yeah.
And I heard you guys sing some really blasphemous stuff.
We are brought to you by Zevia. And what's your personal connection to the song, AJ? It's very horny. What context would you hear it in? When would you listen to it?
Well, I mean, it was like an edgier album, and I really liked it because it didn't sound like it was Christian, you know, but it was. It secretly was. And then now if I listen to it now, I'm like, oh, like I kind of shudder.
It is. Shudder.
And it is their number one stream song on Spotify with 126 million streams. How about that?
Whoa.
That's so more than usual.
So, yeah, wait. They were like...
It's like a mainstream song.
Yeah, it's mainstream. Like, did they leave Christianity? Or what happened?
Did they deny their God?
Did they go mainstream?
Three times?
Peter, do you love me? You guys know that song?
No. Is that from...
Peter, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. You don't know that? What is that?
I feel ashamed.
Why do I just have random things like that in my brain? Okay,
although the band relies on themes transcending many faiths and ways of life, they insist being a Christian will always be a part of them and influence their writing.
Yes.
So that kind of sums it all up.
Wait. Okay, one time... I remember Michael Gungor before he was like anti-Christian. He came to my college and I remember he was speaking and he was like, there's no such thing as Christian music because music can't accept Jesus into their heart. He was like, oh, a song can't be Christian.
Whoa. There's no such thing as true crime podcasting because a podcast can't commit a crime.
Isn't that funny?
We could do this all day.
I remember
being like, wow,
like,
he's
that's
right.
So true.
Yeah, I was like, he's so smart.
Hey, everyone, join him at his next retreat where I'm sure you'll drink something and wake up in paradise.
Really?
That's his flavor now is he's like...
Cults.
All the other liturgists left him for some reason, and he's just doing his own thing now.
Changed his name.
Well, Dumb us.
He changed his name?
He sure did.
Yeah.
Which you're allowed to do.
Oh, sure.
But it was like a guru name.
Oh, that's kind of kooky.
Yeah, he's having fun. I think he's having fun with stuff.
Yeah. I hope he calls in tonight.
Oh.
Well, AJ.
Thanks, AJ.
Thank you so much for the submission and nomination. We're going to give this song a listen to in the future.
Oh, please do.
Pod bless.
Pod bless.
And we mean this from the bottom of our hearts. Stay prayed up.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you, AJ.
Bye-bye.
In the name of the
love
Father, the
you.
Stew, and the Holy Gibson. we need
I
to pay back.
Wait,
you, is Mark Wahlberg really Christian?
They're extremely
Catholic.
Christian.
Catholic. Oh, Catholic. Christian. So,
yeah.
But yes.
You're on the air with Kevin Caroline, special guest Alyssa Sabo, and our producer Dexter. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Good morning.
Oh my goodness. Hello. My name is Anna and I am calling from Nashville, Tennessee. How are y'all doing?
Anna, once again,
howdy. Yeehaw.
Howdy, yeehaw, and howdy, heidi ho.
Howdy ho.
The Tennesseans are lighting up the phone board
out
tonight. Oh yeah.
No way.
I'm from Tennessee. My roots are from Tennessee, so you're safe with me.
Is that so?
My grandma, grandpa from Tennessee.
It.
Yeah.
So she can do that voice.
I spent my summers in Tennessee.
You can't do that voice.
Why not?
I can do that voice.
I was born in Arizona. There is a country thing there. A little bit.
It's the Southwest, but it's
exactly.
West.
It's right next to Texas.
Gracious.
Well, I feel a real kindred experience with Kevin and Caroline because I myself have experienced some Oklahoma roots as well. So anytime you all mention any of the death trap moments, like Osteen moments or other things that are happening in Oklahoma, I always really resonate with that one too.
Oh, man. I mean, Oklahoma, yeah. Here's what I'll say for real. I know we've talked about it a little bit before. Mm-hmm. You can feel the Christianity of Oklahoma in the last season of Barry. So much. Because Bill Hader is a Tulsa boy.
He's from Oklahoma.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like, it's in his DNA to a point. And
He can't get away.
The arc of Barry as a character, and he's like, I love God now. And it's just desolate and very bleak. So people can check that out.
I need to watch. Don't spoil.
Just like Tulsa.
Barry becomes Christian.
Barry does become. That is a spoiler.
It's a beautiful redemption. It's gorgeous.
Oh my God.
And there is a new, because HBO Max did just become Max, and Zaslav, part of his rollouts, you can choose, like, you know, different languages. Like if you need to watch in French or Spanish, but there is also a version you can watch where every main character becomes a Christian by the end of the series.
Really?
So Tony Soprano's like, Christ rose so we could eat this bagabagool
and
remember
just like
to
that
me.
Amen.
Oh my God.
That would be so great. Yeah, I want to have atheist, I want to have Christian, I want to, oh, could you imagine if you could make every show Jewish? I would.
Well,
I would.
I would as well. But Anna, we are talking about singles ministry tonight, the songs and the life. Which one do you want to talk about?
Dude, okay. So I'm so excited because I do have a single to recommend. I also, I'm like a long, long time listener.
Ooh.
I have merch. I've been a Patreon
She's
member
got
for
merch.
Years. I love you guys.
Wow.
I have never called in though. And honestly, funny. It's also funny because I'm friends with a friend of yours too. So we're meant to be friends.
Oh,
moral
wow.
story.
We're close.
But because I grew up in Franklin and Brentwood, which you've mentioned on the show before, mm-hmm. next to Gwen, The Way Down, that whole remnant situation next door to that. Anyway, I have some funny stories from growing up in Nashville being the Christian music capital, including one about Jump 5 in particular that I've never shared with anybody, but I felt like if anybody would appreciate it, it would be Caroline specifically. So Caroline, this is for you.
I'm so excited.
Don't keep us spinning around here. We want to hear it.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good
upside
one.
Upside down.
You were locked and loaded for that. And I love
that's
it.
Right.
Okay. So for a long time, I sold window treatments, which sounds so silly, but it meant that I got to meet interesting people all day long and go inside their homes. So if you're nosy and love interior design like me, it's a great gig.
Heck yeah.
So it's interesting because you end up like everywhere in your house where there can be a window, there can be a place that needs to be measured for a window treatment. So I would sometimes end up in funny situations, but one time I was in this house in Franklin.
I feel like we're about to hear the confession of a crime right now.
You're about to hear the confession of the most embarrassing, most incredible moment of my life.
Whoa.
So buckle up.
Okay.
So I'm at this house in Franklin. I'm like minding my business, measuring windows. I've met this precious little old lady who's my client. Like this is the first time we've met. And as I'm measuring this window, I look over and out of the corner of my eye on these bookshelves, there's all these portraits of these kids in dance uniforms that are like from the 90s, 2000s. And I have an out of body experience when I realize that they are Brittany and Brandon from Jump 5, who I was a major fangirl for when I was like in elementary school.
Oh,
like
sure.
I wasn't allowed to listen to like, you know, Britney Spears or NSYNC. And so I was allowed to listen to Jump 5. That's what I had to work with. But anyway, I like had this like moment of panic in this lady's living room because I realized she has the last name as the same last name as Britney and Brandon.
No.
She's got to be related to them. And so now I've got to figure out a way to meander the conversation to get her to talk about her grandkids so that I can get the full dish on how she's related to them.
I know this isn't where the story's going, but I would love it if the twist was, no, I'm not the grandmother. I just like the music.
I just have a collection of strange portraits.
Think they're
of
really
children.
Talented
not
young
great.
People.
Not great. So I ended up like bringing up that I'd grown up there thinking that she would like maybe because like they grew up in Franklin. Like I had people who knew that I was like, we've got to find a way to make this connection here. Lo and behold, she, of course, voluntarily brought it up because she's so proud of her grandkids and they're so cute. They're so cool and all this stuff. And then I'm like, I'm trying to make it clear to her that I loved Jump 5 when I was a kid. I was like, no. I'm like, I really love them. Like, I don't think you understand. You happen to get the one person in the world in your house today who like is ready to hear all your stories about your grandkids and their previous pop career. And then she was like, well, Britney is coming here in a little bit because she's about to move to Australia. Would you like to meet her?
And I'm scared of you.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, this is getting too real. This is like, this is actually getting kind of creepy. If like somebody walks in and so lo and behold, Britney walked in, got to meet her for the first time.
Whoa.
And I just like, it was just like a normal day in my life. And I like left and I was like, that is, I like called my sister. I was like, I'm not going to believe who I just met. So small world things, but needless to say, you need to do more Jump 5 episodes. And
wow.
More Jump 5. Jump 5.
More Jump 5.
Oh my gosh. Did she like front flip
That's
and tumble into the front door? Like, hey, Grandma, I'm about to go see Presbush soon. Can we wrap this up?
It would be so chilling if she came through the door and the grandma just whispered to you, help me.
Help.
She's here to harm me.
She won't stop singing.
She wants the inheritance.
That is huge. Man, I didn't know what we were asking for today on our call-in show was
this
celeb
is really
stories.
We're getting celeb juice.
We are getting top tier.
Wow.
Gracious, yeah.
I'm so happy for you all.
Man,
that's the
thank
best
you.
Time. Have you all gotten any really good singles recommendations so far?
We've gotten Need to Breathe. We've gotten Flyleaf.
Okay.
And
okay.
Now
These
we're getting,
great.
It sounds like All I Can Do or their version of Beauty and the Beast, which is very funny.
Wait, was Jump 5 like the S Club 7?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. They're like
proud
little
to be an American,
kids.
God bless the US.
But S Club 7 was kind of Christian.
They were Australian, so kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
S stood for Sin. Sin Club 7.
Sin Club 7.
No, they were Satanists.
Because any.
Gracious.
Satan Club 7.
Well, Anna, God bless you. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you, Anna. Wow, what a tale.
Thank you so much.
And
God bless.
We won't keep you spinning around anymore.
Emma.
Of course, yes. Yes, thank you, Emma.
Jumper out.
And Dexter.
And stay prayed up.
And I love you.
And I love you. Bye.
Wow. Everybody's got all these stories.
I know. I need more stories.
Wait, upside down. Is that S Club 7?
That's Jump 5.
Oh, my God. They sound so similar.
Wait, is it?
No, I think it's 18.
Upside down, dancing through the ceiling.
You're on the air with Kevin.
Or is that Bewitched?
Special guest Alyssa Hello. Sabo and producer Dexter. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, I am Josh. I'm calling from Missouri.
Josh from Missouri.
Joshy.
Joshua.
And Josh,
hey, yo, hey, folks.
I have this fun fact for you.
Hey, folks.
I recently went to a wedding and someone from Missouri was there.
Wow.
How about that?
Oh, boy. Well, we, I guess, are spread around the country sometimes.
Isn't that interesting? My anecdote I just
wow.
told.
Wow. I've never met anybody from Missouri, I got to be honest. What are y'all known for over there?
That was confrontational. Oh. What you got?
What do you got over there? I mean, I'm from Pittsburgh. Is that close?
Oh, no, we're not close to Yinzhal.
Y'all.
Okay.
Yinzhal.
Yinz is a Pittsburgh thing. Yinz is a Pittsburgh thing. He's not from Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's a Pittsburgh thing.
Yinz is Pittsburgh, yeah.
But I watched Mayor of Easttown. Wooter.
That's Philly.
Mayor.
Okay, that's Philly. Josh is the only one that understands me.
We're off track. Josh, it's Singles Ministry Night. We're looking for new single recommendations as well as maybe perhaps some advice for the singles out there. So
I don't need any advice.
Wow.
These singles don't want to be kidding. Ministered
no,
to.
Actually,
and
we
that's
do.
The
Nobody's
problem.
Giving us ministry. Nobody's giving us any ministry.
When are we going to be ministered to?
Yeah.
That's what I'd
When's
like to
our
know.
Time?
When's our time?
Hot young singles always being ignored, overlooked.
So what would you like to talk about, Josh?
Oh, you know what? I got a couple of singles ministry suggestions.
Hell yeah.
First, I love when you have Jordan Morris on to talk about 90s ska. And so I was thinking if you could like go OC Supertones and they're one of the first tracks on one of their albums called Supertones Strike Back. That would be a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
But one that
Caroline's
really speaks
love
to me,
it.
you guys know Jars of Clay of Flood fame.
Oh, sure.
They came out with an album in 06. They got a song on there called There Is a River. And I think it would really, kind of speak to people in a way that I think it spoke to me. It's a good one. I don't know how many people are aware of that album, but it found me at the right time. I love it.
Is it like, there is a river. Oh no, that's a Point of Grace song. Down by the river. What's that river Point of Grace song?
Through all of your tears.
Oh, here we go.
We're listening to it here in the room.
There's a lot of baptism metaphor songs, that's for sure.
Gorgeous.
You know, and it is, you know, we love Jars of Clay. It is sad how by the end of their career, this is true, their label forced them to only write songs about bodies of water.
No.
Because they're like, Flood worked. Keep doing it.
The industry is so oppressive.
And especially the CCM world.
Things
it's like,
change.
You got to do There's a River. Do Flood Part 2, Flood again.
Listen, now we're doing bath time. Pruny fingers stuff.
Pruny
keep the people happy.
Okay. Sorry.
Puddles.
In case anybody was wondering, the song I was thinking of is Shall We Gather at the River of Forgiveness?
Yeah.
That's good.
That's
good.
That the waters of love.
Oh my
so
gosh.
Good.
I didn't hear that.
Sorry.
Oh,
I'm
I think
so
Alyssa
sorry.
Needs to make a cut of that.
And oh, yeah. Should I?
Alyssa, careful.
I think I should do some Christian covers and release it to my three fans.
Yeah,
you could get all of like $25.
Alyssa,
I would do that.
We'll have
and Josh,
Alyssa SoundCloud
you have
link.
To buy this, Josh.
Josh, you are obligated to buy Alyssa's EP.
You
are
forced her
the fourth
this.
Fan.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. Josh is actually my manager. Sorry, Josh.
Oh, you see her hyping
you can
you
count
up.
On me. I'll be front row when she swings through.
Believe yeah. him.
Josh and I'm going to Missouri,
boy.
And that's where my first concert is going to be. In Missouri.
Oh, gosh. Don't, because you asked what we're known for, and we're known for all sorts of conservative crap. It's terrible.
Well, that's all right. I think they'll like me.
It's not just you guys. You know, a lot of states are known for that. Something to feel bad about.
Most of California is known for that, except for a few little blue
spots. That's
spots.
Fair. Mm-hmm. You know, fair. Wearing a blue pocket in St. Louis.
One of my favorite Bruce Springsteen concerts I've ever heard was August 23rd, 2008, St. Louis, Missouri.
Wow.
That was one of the best ones. He was on fire that night.
He was feeling it that night.
He was. Okay. He really was. So I think of y'all fondly, if for nothing else.
Well, and I have a feeling
are my
that
connections to Missouri.
The air, is the air good, Josh? I feel like the air is good there, huh?
Clean air.
You got some clean air you're breathing.
Clean air.
But you need to breathe.
What are you doing, Josh?
Hey, whoa.
Hey,
listen.
Sorry. Cool it.
Whoa.
She gets one little taste of star power. She starts doing
Josh,
covers and
sorry.
All of a sudden.
We
I didn't
apologize.
Make you like that.
We
well,
can't
no,
be held.
You guys are on a roll. Keep it rolling.
We can't be held liable for
no,
the action.
No, Josh has like a nice voice. He's like nice. Like I feel like he's.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's chilling me out.
Yes, me too.
I'm calming down.
Me too.
I think everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I hope so. Hey, listen, guys. I don't want to keep it too long. I love you so much, and you guys are such a good voice for those of us who I think have found ourselves left. We left the church and it's really just nice to hear ourselves reflected in you guys. So thanks for putting on the show.
Hey, God bless you for real, Josh. That's very
best.
Meaningful to hear.
Josh, you got this.
Yeah,
and,
thanks so much.
Thank you. That's really nice.
Oh, and I'm sorry I don't have any advice for Alyssa being single.
No, you kind of already helped me. You told me to do some covers. I'm not going to lie, Josh. That's what God's been telling
it's
me to do.
It's a quick way to get married these days.
It's like that TikTok of the girl who's yelling at the camera. She says, stop focusing on dating. Focus on money.
Yeah.
Focus on getting a job. You need to focus on covers.
I do.
The love will follow.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and gracious. Maybe work in a horn section and tie in the supertone somehow. I don't know. You don't know how...
I'm going to learn how to play the horns.
It's not hard. You just pucker your lips and blow. All right. Oh, God bless you, Josh. Thank you so much for coming.
I love you guys. Thanks.
Love all right, you
too,
miss
for
love
real.
You so love much.
Goodbye. Stay prayed up.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Josh is cool. We should hang out with him.
I'm obsessed. I'm literally really cool. Going to Missouri to see him.
Yeah, he was like, hey, I don't want to take any more of your time.
So
he was
sweet, wrapping
it up for us.
I hope this is a Sleepless in Seattle moment
sweetie.
For Josh.
Yeah.
You're on the line with Kevin, Caroline, and special guest Alyssa Sable and producer Dexter. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is William White, and I'm calling from North Hollywood, California.
Okay, neighbor.
Very close.
All right, we'll see you at Idle Hour, bro.
Uh-oh, I'll see you at NoHo Diner.
Hey, you want to have a prayer meeting at Republic of Pie?
Oh, shoot. Me and Kevin are there.
If you want to do like a short drive, we can meet at the Huntington Museum.
Whoa,
get
William.
Your tickets for the Lemley. I'm just thinking of that Lancaster intersection.
Hey, the Lemley is cool.
I like the Lemley. William, we're talking about singles ministry tonight. We're talking about the two different kinds of singles. Do you have song nominations for us or maybe a little advice for the unbetrothed?
I have a hard time thinking of a song that you haven't covered necessarily, except for like I have an artist.
Hey, William,
that I had in
me
mind.
Too. It's kind of the premise of this episode.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the artist though that you're saying? I'm sorry for interrupting you.
Oh, it's Canadian rapper Backwash.
Oh, of course.
I am already intrigued.
She has a couple of albums that like God and like Christianity and stuff is like a running theme.
Uh huh.
She has an EP called Stigmata. She has another like album called God Has Nothing to Do with This, Leave Him Out of It. It's not like explicitly Christian, but like it is definitely anti-Christian.
I was gonna say this did not sound pro-Christian to me.
Yeah. But it's something that I'd always like wondered what your takes on it would be or something. I'm going to be honest. I'm like, I'm full-fledged like starstruck right now. This is fucked up. I'm sorry.
By Alyssa.
Oh,
I know.
Stop. No, he don't even know me. He don't even know who
people.
I am. He's going to know me after this call. It's you guys. You guys are mother and father.
We're mother and father.
William,
stars are just like you. You know, we talk too much. We're scrambling. You know, we're getting slobbered on the mic. You know, we're trying to pick a karaoke night to go to. We're just normal people, you know.
Are you from North Hollywood, William?
No, I'm from Minnesota.
There you go. There it is.
Gorgeous.
Who's from North Hollywood? I would wonder.
Although, in case I somehow make it into the episode, you should know that my pronouns are they, them. I'm sorry.
Oh, my bad, William. Okay.
No, it's really okay.
All right. Well, William, God bless you. You know, have fun. We'll see you at that barrel bar.
Yeah. We'll see you over at Universal
And all of the other North Hollywood places you all aptly named.
I could do this all night, William.
And, Acme Comedy, I think, is over there.
Acme.
All right. God bless you, William.
God bless. Take care.
Thank you.
Love you.
You too. Bye.
Love you.
We love you. Stay prayed up.
Stay prayed up.
Stay prayed up. That's crazy.
What if the three of us did an improv show? Caroline, have you ever thought about what it would be like if you did improv?
You guys do improv every day on this podcast. Why do I keep saying yo? What's going on?
It's because of your stance.
You got a cool vibe tonight. I like it.
I know. I'm showered up.
Can they hear me if I sit this far back?
We'll find out. I think so.
All right, we'll see.
You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, special guest Alyssa Sabo, and producer Dexter. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Megan, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Megan from Arizona.
Hi, Megan.
Arizona.
We got an Arizona.
We don't always need to connect to the state.
Hey, we got an Arizona.
Yeah, I guess so. AZ Desert Rat right
Megan,
here.
One sun, two sun, red sun, blue sun. Oh, sorry, Megan.
Whoa.
It's okay. I'm in a rural area between Phoenix and Tucson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, beautiful. I don't have much to say about that.
Hey, I'll tell you this. I've driven through Arizona plenty of times.
For what? For love?
I don't know, man. I'm just always there.
Clear
there.
Your head.
I'm just always finding myself.
The outskirts of
There's America. A magnetism about that state. There's something.
Are there vortexes there, or is that just Sedona?
What was that?
Vortexes.
Vortexes.
How do you mean?
In Arizona?
Like those.
How do you mean?
There are vortexes in New Mexico. I know Megan knows what I'm talking about. Megan knows what I'm talking about.
So I have heard of this vaguely in Sedona, like you said. I don't know anything more specific about it.
I implore you to do research on this, Megan.
You got to hit the road like Alyssa.
I'm going to hit the road with you and head into a vortex. No, you can literally go on vortex tours. And it's awesome.
Tour text.
Anyways, sorry. Sorry to derail.
Dang.
Megan, we're talking about single stuff. Yeah. I'm sorry if I interrupted you.
No, I was going to do that.
Me too. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Take it away, Kevin.
Megan, we're talking about single stuff tonight on the podcast. Songs, nominations for future little Christian ditties for us to talk about, or perhaps... maybe a crumb of advice for the singles and unbetrothed in the room.
Yeah.
A crumb.
Which would you like to talk about tonight?
So I would love to talk about both, but I did see the prompt earlier, and I don't know if you guys have ever covered anything by Second Chapter of Acts.
Second Chapter of Acts, no.
Yeah.
That's a band?
If you're not familiar, they're like big Jesus people, kind of like really long hair, late 70s, early 80s. And they are two sisters and a brother. And
okay, I'm sold. We got a Brady Bunch situation.
When I was a little kid, they were, you know, we had their cassette tapes playing a lot. And they actually did a whole... concept album called Roar of Love, which is essentially a telling of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe through song.
No freaking way. I've never... Kevin. Okay, Megan, I have never known of like a 70s Christian group, and I can't believe it because I'm obsessed with the 70s and this is blowing my mind. I'm looking at photos of these people.
Yes,
I'm freaking out. Yeah. This is my decade.
Especially because like I love family bands. There's just something about
right,
them.
Right. Well, and I also thought that Christianity, I'm not going to lie, was kind of cool in the
70s. It was kind of cool. Because
it was like Woodstock. Like yeah. They were like into like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. They hadn't like refined their brand into like a commercial Christianity yet.
It was still a little messy.
It was like a little culty.
The purity culture stuff wasn't there. It was like they were just all about like the Jesus hippie stuff, which I think is
cool. Yeah. Or also like the apocalypse is about to happen tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know? It was either or.
I'm in. Mm-hmm. Can we hear a little bit of this, Kevin?
Okay. This is the band Second Chapter of Acts. Megan, would you like to pick the song?
Oh my gosh. If you choose the song Turkish Delight from that Roar of Love.
Whoa.
Oh, here we go.
Okay, this is Second Chapter of Acts and a song, which I wonder how many songs there are by this name, Turkish Delight. Oh, fuck yeah. You can't hear this, unfortunately, Megan, but we can.
Yeah, I'm already 100%.
Oh my god!
Okay, things are happening.
Megan,
with Mr.
you brought
Tumnus.
Us a very, very
Megan.
Good gift. This is amazing. Okay, pause
this
it.
Is like
we can't blow our load already.
This is like Bee Gees meets something else.
Yeah, meets me. Bee Gees.
Meets
I like
JC.
This.
Wow.
Gracious. Oh my gosh.
I'm obsessed.
Wow. This is one we will 100% for sure do in the future.
Yes, please.
Oh my gosh.
Nice. So you just have to picture me as a little homeschooled kid in
solidarity.
The late 80s with my siblings listening to this on repeat as we reenacted the plot of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, you know, by tying our town curries to
a Wait, the...
Yeah,
was it just the book or was there a movie in the 70s? Chronicles of Narnia?
In the 80s, there was a WonderWorks production of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Okay.
Which was just like, we lived in Michigan at the time, and so it was like Canadian broadcasting, Canadian public television. Mm. And I don't even know if you can find that anywhere anymore. But we watched that, and then it wasn't until much later that the Disney version came out.
And then soon, the Greta Gerwig version.
Ooh,
can you imagine?
Really?
Yeah, I think she was in talks to do an adaptation for Netflix a year or two ago. Did you say ew?
Ew.
You don't want...
No, we already have the original.
Little Timothy Chalamet as Tumnus.
Oh, no.
Sexy
that's
little
pretty
Tumnus.
Good.
That'd be cute.
And Saoirse Ronan as the rest of the roles.
Every single
I just
other
don't get why
role.
There has to be so many... like, it's already, it's fine.
This
we
could be Saoirse Ronan's Norbit.
No.
New Chronicles of Narnia. It's going to be Saoirse's Norbit.
Chronicles of Norbit.
I'm finally ready for Saoirse's Norbit.
The Chronicles of Norbita.
Wow, Megan. That
sorry,
was awesome.
Megan. Oh, well, pod bless you. What a fantastic recommendation.
I want to get that
oh,
on
really
a cassette.
I'm really glad you guys are excited. I was nervous that maybe you'd covered something of theirs before and I had missed it. But yeah, I think you guys will enjoy going down that rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the original.
When it's music, we can move our little tushies too. You know we're going to have a good time on the GCF podcast.
Thank you, Megan.
Thank you, Megan. Pod bless
you. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Bye, Megan.
Pod bless
love you.
You guys.
Love you.
We love
bye.
You.
Miss
stay
you.
Prayed
love
up.
You.
I miss you.
Wait, oh, she had advice for us.
Oh, shit.
You're just
dang.
Like, bye.
She did have advice?
I thought, remember, she was like, maybe, or what did she say?
She might have said... I have advice. She could have unlocked it for us to listen.
Well, I think playing that song is a good
yeah,
way.
That actually helped me.
Megan, when
train.
We do the second chapter of X, call back in. Give us some
call back, Megan.
You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, and special guest Alyssa Sabo and producer Dexter. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Oh my God. Hi. This is Amanda from Pittsburgh.
Amanda from
Pittsburgh.
Amanda
from Pittsburgh, Amanda.
Alyssa's back up off the couch.
I woke up.
She was fully horizontal.
Oh, I got to wake up.
You made her straight up vertical.
I'm here. She will not talk, but I am here with my girlfriend ML on speakerphone. So we.
Oh, what's here. Up? Okay. Now, okay, hold on a second. I'm actually cool from kids. Johnstown. Do y'all know where that is?
Wait, where did you say?
I'm from Johnstown. I know it's 2 hours.
Yeah.
South.
Oh, of course.
I know y'all know that.
2 hours away from you.
But it's. I have to say Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Are you guys from there?
ML just said the flood.
Yeah, the flood.
Wait, what was the flood?
Well,
the flood museum.
Yeah. Well, the reason why we had a big flood was because of people of Pittsburgh, these rich country folks.
I know.
And they didn't build the dam properly.
And little bitches.
Yeah, they flooded my town.
Assholes.
It's crazy.
That's so messed up.
Are you from Pittsburgh?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. All right. I trust you.
Wow. Yes, I'm sorry.
Sorry,
I'm
guys. So we're just going to be talking.
Yeah, no, you guys take it away.
The rich people that flooded Johnstown.
I'm glad we're getting into class inequity on the podcast today.
It's about time. No, they literally were like supposed to build the dam. And they were just like, it doesn't really affect us because they're like on a hill and Johnstown's in the valley.
Right.
And they're like, it looks good to me. And it wasn't up to code. And then we got a big rain and literally it was one of the biggest events. If you look up Johnstown flood, it killed more people than anybody else.
Wait, the Johnstown
flood? It killed like something,
it killed more
right?
people than COVID.
What is it? It
wait,
killed
wait. Yes! Johnstown flood. I'm having a flash. Wait, okay. I know
having
about
a flash
this.
Flood.
I know there's a song called Highway Patrolman by Bruce Springsteen on the album Nebraska. And the chorus goes, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria as the band played Night of the Johnstown Flood.
Whoa.
So I've been singing that song for the last 15 years.
Oh, I'm so glad you're learning some history too from Bruce.
This is awesome.
It's worming its way in there.
Okay, but like,
okay,
can we
sorry.
Talk about like, yeah. You're like landlocked in Pennsylvania and one day you just fucking wake up. And there is like an 11-foot wall of water.
Yeah, you got it. Like you guys got to be Googling this.
Where you live.
You got to be Googling this.
It sounds
this.
Horrendous.
It's my, and it's like everything that I am. Like if you understand what the Johnstown flood.
Everything you
no,
are.
No, listen to me. You'll understand because Johnstown, being from Johnstown is insane. Because literally you're just like, look, okay, we were
almost
do this.
Wiped
yeah,
off
we can
the
do
planet.
This. And that's my energy. I'm always like, oh, I'm a survivor.
You are a survivor. That's so
it's true.
And you also always have a vibe of like, I might get flooded
yes,
right
I'm
now.
Yes, I'm always like, I gotta be on
a She's
I'm
always
on
got
alert.
A towel.
It's true. Yes. And I'm wet right now. My hair is.
A little bit. Hey, all right, new
sorry,
drop.
Sorry, I'm wet.
I mean, there's still effects in the community to this day. Like, famously, Avatar Way of Water didn't do so well there. They didn't want to see that movie.
No, right.
Well, the box office plummeted.
Noah was
there's,
a no-go.
There's
oh,
billboards.
Bad Little Mermaid.
Listen, yeah. There's billboards all over Johnstown. Picture of a guy's high waters, and it's his feet, and it's high waters, and it says, the flood's over, come back to Johnstown. Because people left, and nobody this wants to be sad. There anymore because of the flood.
Wait, what year yeah. did this happen?
1889.
Okay, so it's been a while.
So 134
so
years ago.
It looms large
it's
in all
my
of our
history.
Lives.
It is
honestly,
my history.
That's funny because like it is a long time ago, but like in the life span of a city that's really not that long.
Yeah.
That's like what, 3 or 4 generations?
Well, and it was like
know?
Booming. Like Johnstown yeah. was set to be oh,
so
sorry.
It was gone. Okay.
Johnstown was set to be like the next big like industrial city and it was in competition
with
Pittsburgh.
It was going to be the Manhattan
right. of and then the flood. Yeah. So I feel that energy cuz I'm like I was supposed to be somebody.
And I didn't know all this Stolen history. Potential. I didn't know like the events and the year, but I
wow.
felt it because
you
of Bruce Springsteen.
Right. Kevin really connects
Damn,
to
Kevin.
This.
I am obsessed with Bruce.
Yeah. Kevin found a way to care.
I think you might like him. I mean,
do
you do
him.
Like him.
I do
yeah.
love him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We need wow. to sing on. Okay, sorry. I just sidetracked everything with
Amazing.
Pittsburgh. Okay.
No, I'm glad we found out about this.
Yeah.
Well,
guys, don't flood it.
I'm glad that we're talking about
I want to start a podcast
you know,
about Pennsylvania.
Flood is a very important example about fuck rich people.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's the main takeaway of this entire episode.
Yeah.
FRP.
100%.
Good. I love to hear it.
Amanda, do you have a singles ministry recommendation for us? A song, a Christian song for us to cover in the future?
Oh my God, I do. this is so funny. Okay, so I looked, I checked beforehand, and I noticed that you've never done a singles ministry song about Steve Green. Is that a name? Ooh, that Steve
yes, Green. Steve Green. Not Keith Green, but yeah. Steve Green.
Is it his hotter brother, Steve Green?
No, this is from my memory of it. Yeah. I know a little bit of this, Amanda. We grew up with Steve Green albums in the house. He was a children's music guy.
Oh.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, so I was like not allowed to listen to even Christian rock until my parents, you know, like kind of calmed down in my teenage years for reasons. So I have a lot of memories of listening to like Sandy Patty and like Steve Green when I was very young.
I never even heard of this guy.
Yeah. So Steve Green, he has a song called All Over the World, which is very much like, it's a song.
It's the song of the summer. It's the song of the summer.
It is one of his least streamed songs on Spotify.
I love that she loves it.
Basically, it's like the gist of it is like talking about how there are international Christians, but it's like
I'm scared.
I'm like very much trying to be like exotic.
No,
it's so funny.
Are they doing accents?
I mean, there was Everything is Terrible.
This sounds like the Cheetah Girls.
We're listening to a little bit of it, Amanda,
this
in the
is
room
the
right now.
Cheetah Girls.
Okay, but like, also, unfortunately, I don't know if it's just the nostalgia of like, I was just telling my girlfriends, like,
I'm sure that's not a factor here at all.
I remember being 10 years old and like jumping on a trampoline while listening to this song. But I was like, oh no, it's like a little bit of a jam, even though it's awful.
It definitely feels like in the Cheetah Girls
universe.
Yeah. And when they're in Barcelona.
Oh yeah, they were doing a lot of samba.
Like slightly before that era, but like kind of.
I love that.
I mean, he's done a full on Spanish language album called 16 Melodias Biblicas para Niños. So he has dabbled.
Jesus Cristo.
This is.
I didn't even know that because, of course, my very, very white parents wouldn't have listened to that one.
Wow.
Well, it's on Spotify, so now you can rebel against them by listening to Spanish Christian children's
which
music.
I will also, immediately.
Also, listening to that while jumping on the trampoline, very Pennsylvania.
It's like blood behavior for sure.
Really,
gotta get as high as we can just in case.
What's that Taylor Swift song where she's like, oh yeah, picture me in the trees. Like,
oh, yeah.
There's a lot of trees in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seven.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Seven.
Okay, all right.
Also, one of his top stream songs on Spotify, Children Obey Your Parents.
Okay, that's why your parents had you listening to him.
Wait, okay.
The
y'all,
beat is just sound
you're
of spanking.
You're going to do an episode on Shiny Happy People, right?
Like, Shiny Happy, the REM song?
No. Oh, my God. What? Is that a real question?
Wait, no.
Shiny
I mean,
happy.
Yes,
oh
it is
God.
A real
Are you
question.
About the Duggar documentary?
Kevin.
Oh, the Duggar documentary. Excuse me. Yes, I know about this.
Yes.
It is so, the Duggar stuff is so dark, is the thing.
I know. I saw that the other day and I was like, ooh, we should cover that. And then I thought about it for 5 more seconds. And I was like, you know what? Actually, I hope we never have to talk about that.
Yeah.
It's, okay, but like, I have to say, so it is dark and it's also like a very, very good docuseries. And they interview a lot of people from like, I think, it's just very good. They interview a lot of people from like kind of evangelical world. And I was so excited to see that like in like kind of in the mainstream.
Oh, totally. I mean, I have no doubt it's good. Oh, no. Dexter,
oh, no. Dexter. Dexter.
Uh
oh.
What's he doing?
He ate a shoe.
Did he eat it?
Why is it always my shoe?
Oh, no.
Actually, he didn't do that bad. It's not that bad.
But still,
it's
no,
half a shoelace, though. So I'm sorry, Daddy Kevin.
Wait,
you're
what?
Yeah,
to
I'm paying for that. Sorry to interrupt you, Amanda.
No, I'm saying more of you're just going to get a surprise from Dexter later. Dexter.
Or my dog sitter.
It's kind
going
of his signature spot, too.
Oh,
my God. Here, I'm going to Venmo you for that shoe.
It's okay. It's okay.
Matt Damon bought a shoe. I'm going to buy a shoe.
Get out of there.
He's gotten a taste for it. He started licking.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
He's like biting me on it too.
Okay. To be fair, we did watch Once Upon a Time in Hollywood last night. So I think that's where his mind is. Wow. Is just feet
stuff.
Yeah.
Right. He's a film lover.
He knows. Look at the sound of a...
He's so bad.
Should I pet him or no?
Oh my gosh.
No pets?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, now he's licking his dick. Classic move. Classic redirect. Oh,
like old Phil Dickham over here.
Phil Dickham.
Lick Dickham.
Oh. Wait, Megan, I have one
sorry,
more.
Megan.
It's Amanda.
I'm sorry.
It's Amanda from Pittsburgh.
Sorry, Amanda.
I was also homeschooled. So
solidarity.
K through 12, homeschooled, going to evangelical church.
Have Pittsburgh. You heard of Grove City College? Dang. That's where I went to school.
Oh yeah. I know like several people that have been to Grove City.
Okay. Who do you know? I graduated in 2012. Sorry.
This is just turning into a Pittsburgh
reunion
mixer.
Episode.
I'm sorry.
We gotta move.
DM me later. We'll talk. All right.
DM her later. Amanda, God bless you. Sorry if listening to Jars of Clay Flood is triggering for you whenever we play this podcast. Sorry for all other
sorry
Christian songs with water metaphors.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's not bad for her.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
No, I said it's not bad for her. She's from Pittsburgh. It's bad for me.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's
John Southland. All right, anyways, but yeah, she stands in solidarity.
I just want to say real quick, like, I have appreciated, like, Kevin and Caroline and Alyssa, like so much. Like, I was just telling my girlfriend, like, I have literally, like, I've sent, like, the podcast to my therapist in the past explain, like, even like it was comedic, but I was like sending her like, you know, the prayers at the opening because I was like, this is what I was sort of expected to do, like, performatively. And like it has been so helpful to me to have like a resource to like laugh at my weird experiences and acknowledge the like good nostalgic parts while also like acknowledging all of the absolutely shitty parts. So I just appreciate all of you. Thank you.
Wow.
You're thank awesome. You so much for saying that.
God That's, bless Amanda.
That makes me really happy. Despite the fact that your therapist did give us a 1-star review, they said too much cussing and boring, which was mean and not necessary, but we
come
appreciate
on,
you know, you spreading the word regardless. So thank you so much for saying that. That was really
shouts
sweet.
Out to when I sent the podcast to my therapist for real 7 years ago, and he said, not for me.
Really? Well, you can send your therapist your own comment. I should start sending mine my videos.
Mine looked mine
to.
Up without like telling
well, that's
me
weird.
And then told me later. I was like, it was a little blue for me. I was like, whoa. Get out of here.
Yeah, stop. It's not for therapists unless you're Amanda. Well, God bless you, Amanda. Stay prayed
we
up.
Love you.
We love you.
We
miss
all
you.
Right. I appreciate you all. I hope you have a great night.
You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
Love you. Love your laugh.
Love L.
Great laugh.
L.
Great laugh.
Okay. Great laugh.
Gotta be inviting Amanda.
Alyssa,
to my
when
shows.
You're doing your, yeah, I was gonna say when you're doing your shows, are you like, do you hear the person that laughs the loudest, and are you like, that's my, I love them.
Yeah.
Or are you
yeah.
like they're doing too much?
Yeah. You definitely. Hone in and zone in and but you know what I'm gonna be
and
honest
then afterwards
with you.
Boning
I'm yeah. gonna be honest with you, the saddest thing about this is like, and which is kind of like how true to life when I am doing a show, even if like I did a show recently where I had everybody was like on board with me, but then I spotted the one person in the audience who was kind of mean mugging,
yeah,
and you can't take your eyes off of them, and that's it's like weird. I can always find them. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah,
I'm not,
yeah.
This feels like a brag. I'm like, every single person is laughing except one. Like, but you know what I mean? It's like, I have the whole
totally.
Audience. Everybody's loving yeah. it. And then there's one person that's like, yeah.
Yeah. And you're like,
and
fighting
you, it's
to
like you focus
them.
On them. It's weird. But that's also what we do in life. You
mm-hmm.
know, like
yes, we do.
We focus on the people that are like making us feel weird. And it's like, but there's like 100 people that love us and
hyping
are
you up, having
there
a great
for
time.
Us. And then we're just thinking about that one person that messed
haters
us up.
Bringing
yeah.
you out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Making you work too hard.
Why are we
when
like
they're never
going
to give it up anyway. You know?
Yeah.
And they're not even a good laugh. I bet their laugh is weird.
Yeah, it's very.
Shall we go?
Oinky.
A little sloppy like, pig. In
never
the
mind.
Audience.
I hope I never make you laugh again.
You, I've had that too, where I ascribe a whole narrative to the person of. Oh, did their girlfriend bring them here? What's
sure.
their story? This mm-hmm. probably wasn't their first pick of tonight's leisure and entertainment, but
yeah.
but they're here yeah. nonetheless. So what are we going to do in this space together while we're still here?
So if I go to a commie show mm. and I go...
You said comedy, not commie.
Commie show. Well, they are commies. Shows. Yeah, I go see now. A bunch of Reds on stage. If I just go stone-faced, is that a good way to get attention?
That's yeah. interesting.
Well, especially if it's a stand-up show, the stand-ups yeah. we're gonna, and if you're in front row, they're gonna be like, "What's going on?
Yeah,
what's going
go.
On?
Okay,
good. What's going on? On? Oh yeah, I remember
what
seeing.
What the frick is
I
going
just
on?
Want someone to talk to.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe this is our last call of the episode. Right. You're on the air with Kevin, Caroline, special guest Alyssa Sabo, and producer and chewer Dexter. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Shannon calling from Chicago, Illinois.
Hi, Shannon.
Shut down, baby.
Wait, did you say Shannon or Shanning?
Shannon.
Shannon. I heard Shanning. There was distortion
wait,
on the line.
Did you say Shannon or Genevieve?
Did you say Shannon or bleep, blur, bloop, bloop?
Shannon from Chicago. I don't know why I've been doing my radio voice.
I love
Shannon
it.
From Chicago.
Because we're taking calls.
It is
I
good.
Know, but it yeah. feels like a radio
it
voice.
It is radio.
Do you like this, Shannon? How's it going, Shannon? You're on the air. You're live.
What the hell kind of like radio that? Did you listen to growing up? There's water in all
Shannon,
the ears of those guys.
Like
they had water damage to their voices.
I was at Smart and Final the other day, it. And the guy that was checking out, and Shannon will love this story.
Yeah.
The guy
Stay
that
tuned,
was
Shannon.
Checking
I can't wait to hear
out the groceries was doing full auctioneer voice, but quietly. So he's like, yeah, yeah. He was doing that. And I was like, do I point it out or just let him do it? Yeah.
You guys ever see Tig Notaro try to learn how to be an auctioneer? It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Because you know Tig?
She's so
Tig is like No. And she's like yeah. one batter bet. It's so funny. Okay, anyways, sorry.
I like her. She's had Shannon. Some Kevin Bacon before.
Tig?
Yeah. Yeah,
love
I brought it
that.
To a party she was at and she oh. seemed to enjoy it.
I love that.
That was nice.
Every time I think about Tig, I think about this auction. I'm going to send it to you, Shannon.
But listen.
Yeah, Shannon, you're going to love it.
Shannon, this is not about Tig. It's yeah. about you. We're talking about singles, Mr. You're, I think, we're going to make it official. You're our last call of the night.
Last call.
We, oh, my God.
We don't want to put pressure on you. And
yeah.
what time is it there? Is it 10:05 there?
It is exactly 10:05.
Yeah, no, this should be, because I just looked at one of my DMs and some guy that I matched with on Hinge was like, I'm going to call.
I was like,
okay.
No,
wait,
no.
So we
no.
have to shut it down.
We have to.
No, now oh, I no. want the call.
Do not call.
Oh my gosh.
That's interesting.
Singles ministry.
Can you imagine?
Hinge call-in dates where it's not FaceTimes, no. but just call-ins. But no, Shannon, on the subject
yeah.
of Alyssa's singleness, we are talking about singles ministry, both the songs and the lifestyle. We've exclusively talked about the songs tonight.
Which is okay. good. Got me off the hook.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, I sure did. But did you have any song nominations, some Christian music that you would like us to listen to in the future?
Yeah, I have three.
Three?
Uh-oh, the
yeah.
Trinity.
I was,
Holy Trinity.
Because I was going through my past, and I was thinking of songs that, like, I know you guys have covered some of the bands before.
Sure.
But there's some specific songs that feel really spoke to my life.
Hell
like,
yeah.
as a kids, so like there's one song, ah shit, now I can't remember the title of it, but it is by Zoe Girl, and it's probably
Ooh.
The sexiest Christian song that I think I've ever heard.
Okay.
Wow.
I
okay.
think, let me.
So I'm just going to Google Zoe Girl sexy and see what comes up.
Yeah, it'll come up immediately.
That's a strong claim.
I believe anything is possible, beautiful name, dismissed, even if.
Dismissed. Have
dismissed.
You guys listened to Dismissed?
Wait, maybe.
Oh.
Yes, we have.
Yeah.
Yeah, years ago we listened
time.
To this. Mm-hmm.
Why do I remember that?
Because this was one of those songs that, like, when I was a homeschool kid going to Willow Creek Church and listening to a woman say, like, kissed in a song, I thought it was incredibly scandalous.
Oh, sure.
Right.
Wow.
How many times have you tried to pull one over on me, always mess with me and try to get the best of me, looking back all the pain that you put me through? Why would I fall for a fool for you? Yeah, this is
wow.
This is
it feels
lot.
It also feels very Reputation era.
Yeah, it's a scorched earth. Reputation. Silly girl.
Yeah, I love it. No, I'm never gonna go down like this. You've been dismissed.
And it's also reminding me of like what that song where it's like, you can bet your cherry lips, hang your hands tied, no chains. I'm not. You guys don't know this?
No, keep going.
He loves me.
Do like two more minutes and we'll get it. Not.
Oh yeah, yeah, I know that song.
Come on, I know Shannon and Caroline know it.
Wait, isn't it? She's never gonna be with you. Here to do what he's got,
and that's me.
He loves me.
Here we go.
He's never with you.
It's very It's Gonna Be Me. Yeah.
It's gonna be me. Oh, Harry, yeah. Pick me. Yeah. Choose me.
This is my dream. He loves you not.
Yeah. Sorry.
Listen, Shannon. Shannon had two other picks. We don't want. Shannon's like, this sucks. I'm hanging up.
She's like, never meet your hero.
It's 10. I have to go to bed.
I'm having a wonderful time. I just have no idea what any of you are saying, but I'm sure it's
you can't hear.
Welcome to good Christian fun.
That sounds delightful.
Well, to be fair, we're all like 9 feet away.
Wait, yeah. Shannon, you kind of have an accent.
I have an accent?
There it is. Yeah.
You have an accent.
I like it.
Sir.
I like it. Are you from Chicago originally?
I am from the suburbs. Yeah.
Love that.
Got any tales, Love Alyssa? That.
Well, yeah.
What happened
have you
to
ever
you in the suburbs of Chicago?
Well, actually, I do have a story, and I think Shannon wants to hear it. Can you hear me, Shan?
It's Channing.
I can hear it. I would love to hear
okay.
it. Please tell
so
me.
So when I was in, this was 2012, I fell madly in love with a man named Daniel.
Oh, and she's using the name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And this was when I was living in Dallas, Texas. Now, he was from the suburbs of Chicago. And now this man, this was the first time I experienced true heartbreak, okay? Because this man, every other week, he liked me, okay? And on the week that he liked me, he asks me to come with him to Chicago, the suburbs of Chicago, for Thanksgiving. And I was like, what are the odds that when I'm there is going to be the week that he doesn't like me, right? And you bet your sweet bottom dollar that, yeah, when I was there in Chicago, the suburbs, he decided he didn't like me anymore. And I'm there and I'm trying to enjoy my Thanksgiving meal. So I have a really dark history with the suburbs of Chicago. And McHenry was where I was.
I've heard you tell the full version of this story on stage before.
Really?
Yes. Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, because I have the journals. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Anyways, that's what happened to me in McHenry.
Did you say which suburb it was?
McHenry.
McHenry is problematic. We'll give you that. But also, I don't know if it counts as a suburb because it's basically Wisconsin.
Really? Oh. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's like, that's so probably why.
I think because of the, like, you were outside the,
called,
like, the safety band.
So I was in Wisconsin.
Safety band?
Wait, what's the safety band?
Did you say what's the safety band?
Yes, I don't know what that is.
It's not, like, I'm going to trademark it right now. I don't think it's an actual term. It's just the first thing that came to my brain.
I like that.
Yeah, I think there's like within 30 miles of the city would count as like suburbs of Chicago.
Right.
So I was in freaking Wisconsin.
You were like not even in spitting.
It really felt like
you were like
Podunk. I felt like I was in Podunk somewhere.
Yeah,
someone who doesn't like you, their
farm out there. So.
Yes, farms.
A lot of
farmers.
Lots of farm, but you'll have to come back and go to Portillo's and get a hot dog and drink a Miller Lite out of a glass goblet. And I think that might help.
I'm coming.
That might help.
You tell me when and where. I'm
that is.
Stop saying I'm coming.
Come. I'm coming. Now is the time to go to Chicago.
Come. We harmonize and you stop saying.
Go to Chicago.
It's really good.
Aww.
That's one thing Chicago has going for it in my book.
Is
hot dogs.
It keeps getting older. I stay the same place.
I love this.
Yeah.
I need a new memory in Chicago.
Freaking hot dogs. The first time I went, our friend Ross Kimball showed me the best time. I had such a nice time.
Oh, jealous. Good.
Yeah, like 6 or 7 years ago.
I bet.
Well, second time I went, lost my virginity there. So.
Okay, nice.
Second time I went.
That's called the Chicago second time.
Chicago.
Sloppy Chicago second.
I had a hot dog, if you will. Oh my God. Sorry,
Lake Michigan and again and again.
Shannon.
Shannon, what are the other two songs?
yeah, so... The other two are specifically Clothes by Barlow Girl and Change a Heart, Change a Mind by Jump 5.
Okay, I really love good your picks. Recommendations.
Clothes by really Barlow Girl. And we're opening it the kind of the same way. We're closing it the way we opened it with Jump 5.
Yeah. Isn't that really fun? Good picks.
A Jump 5 bookend.
Mm-hmm. What do those songs mean to you? Would you listen to them and dream of a better life for yourself?
I would. And like I felt like Clothes really gave me the like confidence to really slut shame a lot of people in my life.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
just
I love
like in
that.
A way that was right. completely untethered. So I felt that was really powerful.
That's
and
so
then
funny.
Change Your Heart, Change Your Mind has is very Cher-core. It feels very Do You Believe in Life After Love? And that was one of my favorite songs to sing on my karaoke yeah. machine. So it felt like the Jesus version of that.
I'm digging your style.
That song famously Cher wrote right after 9/11, if you recall.
Really?
No. Our friend Alice recently came on and said she wrote that because of 9/11. It became a 9/11 anthem.
So.
And it came out 3 years before 9/11
That's
happened.
That's so funny.
Yeah, the Clothes lyrics are intense. Pay so much for clothes so small. Was this shirt made for me or my doll?
Damn.
And that's true.
Wow.
And that's relatable.
And that is true.
Some people can't pay for extra
I'm gonna
large
wear,
clothes.
I'm going to wear really small clothes this summer.
Shout out the one time that I was trying on jeans at Gap. This is many years ago. I was going to the changing room.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I had
no.
a pair of pants, I'm pair scared. Of jeans. I guess I didn't look at it closely, but the store clerk, who was very nice, said, "So, you know, those are from like the kids section." And in all my hubris, I was like, "I know."
You said you knew. That's so much worse.
That's really funny.
Yeah, I want these little pants.
I know.
I felt embarrassed. I was like, yeah, I know.
That's so
funny.
Maybe it's
for my son who was waiting for
me. And I'm going to try them on for my son.
That's so funny.
Hilarious. We also brag that you could pull some little kids' pants. And
okay.
Like, these will fit. Love it.
Gracious. Oh my gosh. I know. That's the dream is one day I'll get to share jeans with my son.
The you know, fatherhood so, of the traveling pants.
You know, when people date people with similar fashion as them, so they double their wardrobe.
Oh,
want that. I want the father-sonhood of the traveling
with your
pants.
Baby boy.
Yeah,
he's
that'd
so
be cool.
Sweet.
Man.
It's going to happen.
Shannon, this was a great call.
Good
Thank
stuff.
You, Shannon. Thanks for hanging in there.
Yeah, and you did hang in there as we
so, I'm sorry that I shared my weird Chicago story. I really didn't have any.
We do have to ask, but because this is our last call of this episode, Shannon, do you have any advice for the
singles
folk
these days?
Maybe that's why I shared
or
that
even
with
like
you.
A little nugget you heard that was helpful when it comes to the life, love, and other mysteries, perhaps? Point of Grace stuff.
Yeah. I feel like when I tried to transition from Christian dating to dating for myself, it was really important for me to like be able to put myself in the driver's seat and feel comfortable saying no to people as like early as it like felt right, where it's like, you know what, this isn't going somewhere. I don't have to like bend into a relationship because I feel a sense of obligation or responsibility to the other people's feelings.
Obsessed.
It was like, this isn't working for me. This is my life. Uh-huh. Have a wonderful evening. I will see you. Never.
A legend. Wow. Shannon
coming through with like really good
the
hardcore
greatest advice.
Shannon echoing what the notorious JLD, Julia Louis-Dreyfus, said in her recent Hot Ones interview, no is a complete sentence.
Wow. Mm.
And I like how you framed that too, where it's like Christian
dating.
That's
where you heard that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Shannon. No, that's so good though,
she
Shannon.
Famously I coined it her Hot Ones interview.
Okay. Shannon, me and you.
So great.
I have to be honest. This is something
obviously
that
she
I'm
was
learning.
Quoting it from somewhere else. That was implicit.
I'm sorry.
But this is something I'm learning, so Shannon, because when you're Christian dating, you just think that you have to like find the one. Do you know what I mean? And so everybody you date, you're like, yeah, this is gonna be it, and you know,
right?
And you're right.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah.
You can do it for your friggin' self.
I think it'd actually be a good idea for you guys to just ask somebody out just so that they can walk up and immediately say, no.
Wow. That's powerful.
Just for practice.
Oh, my God. I mean, it does thicken
Kevin,
your
do you want to go out with me?
No.
Yeah, whoa. That felt good.
Yeah.
Okay, do me, guys.
Do you want to go out with me?
No.
Oh, that felt bad.
Yeah.
Now you're learning.
And I like how you framed it too. You didn't say Christian dating to like normal dating or secular dating, but dating for actually yourself rather than dating for maybe other purposes that aren't in your best interest. So yeah. I appreciate that framing too.
Very cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Glad I was able to share.
This was nice.
Heck, me too. Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
You should write a book.
And anytime you guys are in Chicago, I'll buy you a hot dog.
Oh, my God.
Just let me know.
I'm so excited.
I'm coming.
Caroline, I can't record next week.
I'm going to be in Chicago.
Look at it. Scott's cheap flight right now.
All right. Pod bless, Shannon.
Thanks,
take care.
Shannon.
Pod bless.
Love you. Bye.
Love you.
And all that jazz.
That was awesome. What a smarty.
That was nice.
Shannon is
that
smart.
Was nice.
Banger, start to finish.
Yeah.
Really good.
People came through.
It was a really good show.
We always have great call-ins because we have great audience.
Wow.
Wow.
That is true.
People listen to the show, nothing but hot, sexy, cool people.
Hot, sexy, cool
I love people. That. What's, I love that you're using hot and sexy mm-hmm. as two of the three adjectives.
Just in case. Yeah.
They're different.
They're mostly hot.
Are they?
Yeah.
Sexy, hot. What do you get? Like, sexy is different than hot. You're right. Because sexy is more like in the way you like walk around.
Yeah, like you can
hot. You can just sit there.
You can
hot.
Not be hot, but you can be really sexy.
That's true.
That's not actually not
but
true.
But you can't be sexy and be hot.
I think so. Wow. Well, Alyssa, thanks for joining us. I don't know if we're any closer to understanding of this wacky world of apps and swiping and. The game has changed
it's
out there.
Changed.
It really has, hasn't it?
I think
we
know.
We got each
closer.
Other. You
and
think we are?
Shall we gather around at the river of forgiveness? Can we close out with that song?
Yeah, of course.
Come together at the waters of love. I love you guys so much. Thanks for having me.
Hey, we love you.
I've been working on my kind of like more aggressive podcast persona.
Yeah, I feel that.
Been working on it.
It's
that's something
tonight.
You have to find in you.
It kind of came out.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I think you perfected it. And we dropped you right into the podcast. We didn't even say hello.
I've
you
had
came
to pee
the door.
For 2 hours.
Yeah, is that
she
true?
Needs to pee. Oh, no.
Okay,
no,
well,
that's not true.
Alyssa's going to gather at her river
very soon. Oh, yeah.
I'll go out with the chorus.
Thanks, everyone, for calling in tonight.
Thanks for all those callers.
You guys are the realest.
Thanks for the nominations.
Make sure you guys do a post about this. You've been slacking.
Whoa.
Hey, okay, sorry. My bad.
No, it was my bad because you were out of town. And I didn't post about it. It's actually my bad. All right, we'll see you next week when we do something different. Goodbye.
Goodbye.